はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ジバン。
さくらです。
よしです。
Peter here. Lower Intermediate Lesson No. 5. As always, brought to you by Air Clara and the Translation and Interpretation Specialists. さくらさん。
こんにちは。ジバン。
ジバンですね。That's a Yoshi-san original. I don't want to point fingers on that point. I'm just saying that that came from Yoshi-san. Now, Yoshi-san.That's related to something that happened today, and actually just now while we're broadcasting, or just while before we're broadcasting, something that occurred. Yoshi-san, what was that?
地震.
That's right. While we're in the studio, it started to shake.
Yes.
Yes.
Small earthquake, ne?
Just a small one. So, this Ohio, the location got changed. We usually give you location, but that got changed today to something.So stop by JapanesePod101.com. You won't be disappointed to find out what that is. Okay, now today's conversation is about an elderly man who heads to the travel agency to make travel plans for his 50th anniversary. So, not only is today's lesson interesting, but we have a really amazing informal track. Amazing? Sakura-san, can we say amazing?
どうだろう?
We'll talk about it a little more later, but anyway, yes, stop by and get that. In addition, today's grammar point is the binding particle shika. So we'll have an explanation, as always, towards the latter part of the podcast. All right, with that said, let's listen to today's episode. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
来月私の結婚50年記念日で妻と一緒に新婚旅行と同じところへもう一度行きたいんです。
おめでとうございます。どちらの方へ？出発日はいつでしょうか？
グアムへ。出発日は来週の月曜日でお願いします。
少々お待ちください。申し訳ございません。その日は切符が1枚しかございません。
火曜日は？
申し訳ございません。その日は切符が1枚もございません。
水曜日は？
信じられません。また切符が1枚しかございません。
行ける日はいつですか？
少々お待ちください。再来週の月曜日は空いています。
お願いします。
いらっしゃいませ。
来月、私の結婚50年記念日で、妻と一緒に新婚旅行と同じところへもう一度行きたいんです。
おめでとうございます。どちらの方へ？出発日はいつでしょうか？
グアムへ。出発日は来週の月曜日でお願いします。
少々お待ちください。申し訳ございません。その日は切符が1枚しかございません。
火曜日は？
申し訳ございません。その日は切符が1枚もございません。
水曜日は？
信じられません。また切符が1枚しかございません。
行ける日はいつですか？
少々お待ちください。再来週の月曜日は空いています。
お願いします。
This time, Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
来月私の結婚50年記念日で妻と一緒に新婚旅行と同じところへもう一度行きたいんです。
Next week is my 50th anniversary. My wife and I would like to go once again to the place that we went to for our honeymoon.
おめでとうございます。どちらの方へ？出発日はいつでしょうか？
Congratulations! Where's the destination? When is the departure date?
グアムへ。出発日は来週の月曜日でお願いします。
To Guam. The departure date is next Monday, please.
少々お待ちください。申し訳ございません。その日は切符が1枚しかございません。
Wait one moment, please. I'm sorry. Only one ticket is available.
火曜日は?
What about Tuesday?
申し訳ございません。その日は切符が1枚もございません。
I'm sorry. Only one ticket is available for that day as well.
水曜日は?
And Wednesday?
信じられません。また切符が1枚しかございません。
This is unbelievable. Again, only one ticket is available.
行ける日はいつですか?
When would it be possible to depart?
少々お待ちください。再来週の月曜日は空いています。
Wait one moment, please. The Monday after next is available.
お願いします。
That one, please.
Yoshi-san, today is a great day. We have with us for the vocab section. It's been a long, long time since she's appeared on this podcast. Yoshi-san, 紹介お願いします。
さくらさんです。
さくらです。よろしくお願いします。
さくらさん、ようこそ。It is great to have you.
お久しぶりです。Thank you.
お久しぶりですね。
うん、
Now, what I'd like to ask you, 今日の会話はどうですか?
とっても素敵ですね。
Nice romantic conversation,、
うん、
right?
ロマンチック。うん。
Let's get Yoshi-san's opinion.
Yoshi さんはどうですか?
いいですね。私も…
Don't you?
Yeah, 素晴らしいですね。私もこういう恋がしたいですね。
信じられますか?さくらさん。
どうかな?
I don't know if we can believe you, Yoshi. You really want this kind of love?
Every day.
That's pretty sweet, actually.、
Mm.
Now, this conversation was nice and sweet, but Sakura-san, what do you think of today's bonus track?
あれはちょっと…
Yeah, Yoshi-san, you want to help us out here?
I think it's sweet, in a way.
in a way, ね。ある意味。
I think I agree with Yoshi. At first, it's kind of like shocking, but…
Shocking.
I think it's sweet in a way.
そうだね。
So I'm with Yoshi on this.
そうだね。ちょっと、ちょっとびっくりした。
Yeah, I think many people will be surprised too when they hear this. Now, at JapanesePod101.com, for many of you who are not familiar, what we have is, often we have bonus or informal tracks. We give you a track in polite Japanese inside the lesson, but then at the site, we give you the informal version.But recently, we've kind of skewed away from that, and you get not just the informal, but kind of like a Sakura-san, what can we say? The wild informal bonus track?
そうだね。Twisted version.
I think that sums it up. Yeah, the twisted version. But it's, again, it's for your practice. You know, we want to, that twist in your mind should trigger, oh, it's not the same, or, you know, hopefully you can follow it. Now,Where can you find a version of this? Because we don't go through it. The informal, actually, sorry, the bonus track now. Now, the transcript for the twisted bonus track can be found inside the PDF. Okay? So stop by JapanesePod101.com. You can listen to the bonus track on our site. Free, just click, hear the bonus track. Then you can download it from the site too. Get it on your iPod, get it on whatever MP3 player you use.But the transcript, it's inside the PDF. Another great reason to have the PDF. Okay, now, long, long lesson today. So let's get into that vocab. Yoshi-san, first word.
結婚
Marriage.
結婚結婚
Next we have?
記念日
Anniversary.
記念日記念日
And we had wedding anniversary in the lesson, which was these two put together.Sakura-san, お願いします。
結婚記念日。
Okay, long word, but a lot of meaning to that word. Mm. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Now, 기념비, we can also use this for other occasions. How about Independence Day?
独立記念日.
With the first part being independence, the second part anniversary. So literally, independence anniversary. But put them together, Independence Day. Now in Japan, they have what's called National Foundation Day. We even did a JCC about this. Or I believe so. Yoshi-san?
建国記念日.
Yeah, did we do a JCC about this? It's in the archives. It's in the archives. Stop by JapanesePod101.com. It's in the archives. JCC. And one more time, National Foundation Day. Now, give us the first part of this one more time.
建国.
So, Sakura-san, can you tell us what these characters mean?
建国?
Yeah.
建 is to build, and 国 is the country.
Build country?
Yes.
Followed by?
記念日.
Anniversary. Build country anniversary. And this is interpreted into English as National Foundation Day. Okay. Next we have.
新婚旅行.
Honeymoon.
新婚旅行.
Now, Yoshi-san, let's take a look at the kanji, the Chinese characters in this word. There's four of them. So let's start with the meaning of the first one. What does the first one mean?
New.
Second one?
Marriage.
New marriage. Now, the latter two, well, the third and the fourth one, you've had this before. Yoshi-san, what's this word?
旅行.
And what does it mean?
Trip.
New marriage trip, literally. But when we interpret it into English, we get honeymoon. Okay? So, Yoshi-san, can you think of a nice example for this?
昔はみんな新婚旅行で熱海に行っていました.
Long ago, everyone went to Atami on their honeymoon. Okay, I'm a little bit out of the loop. Where is Atami? Am I even saying it right? Can we get that pronunciation, Yoshi-san?
Atami.
So it's three syllables. Atami. Nothing, no pauses or anything in there?
Mm-mm.
Atami. Okay. Where is it located?
In Shizuoka Prefecture.
Not too far from Tokyo. Nearby Izu Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
On Izu Peninsula? Part of Izu Peninsula?
I'm not sure if it's quite on the peninsula or not, but it's around that area by the sea.
Thank you. And Yoshi-san, why did everyone go there? What was so great about Atami?
There are hot springs.
Ah.
And some beaches.
Yeah, so I think it's by that peninsula. We'll check that out. Stop by JapanesePod101.com and we'll have that answer for you. Or someone will comment and then we'll respond and get that answer for you.
Yes.
Now, in recent years, I think lots of people go abroad for this. Sakura-san, doko e ikimashita ka?
新婚旅行 wa Kyoto e ikimashita.
You went to Kyoto? How was it?
For weekend.
Pretty long.
Desho. So nano.
Yeah, I never officially had one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
poor Yoshi, he's going to have to blog about his.
When you get married.
What if I didn't get married?
Come on, Yoshi. Come on. Japan's population needs you.
Right.
Do it for your country.
Gambare.
Gambare. Gambare, Yoshi.
Gambare.
Gambare. Next we have
出発日.
Departure day.
出発日. 出発日.
We have two words in here. First word being
出発.
Departure. The second one is
日.
This character means day. And it's usually pronounced
日.
As in Monday.
月曜日.
That didn't work out.
No.
That didn't work out at all. As in when you find it written by itself. But when you attach it to other Chinese characters, when you attach it to other kanji, it goes from he to be.
Right.
As in Monday.
月曜日.
Tuesday.
火曜日.
And departure day.
出発日.
And how about return day?
到着日.
All right, at least I got that one right. So, this is kind of a complex term used when you're going on vacation in Japan. But if you're going through a Japanese travel agent, this will come in very handy because they will definitely ask you,
出発日はいつでしょうか?
Okay, next we have
切符
Ticket
切符 切符
And pretty straightforward. Yoshi-san, what is the counter for these?
枚
And this is a counter for thin, flat things. Break it down.
枚
Okay, next we have
可能
Possible
可能
Okay, that wraps up today's vocabulary. Which means we're going to have to say goodbye to Sakura-san.
さよなら
No, don't say さよなら
またね
Yes, またね
じゃあ頑張ってください
Okay, now we have our grammar point. And who will be joining us for the grammar point? We do not yet know a mystery grammar guest. So, let's move on to our grammar point. Sakura-san, let's start to talk about grammar. Now, were you here for the vocab? I don't even know what happened, but you're back for the grammar.
Yes.
I think the order was Sakura-san, Natsuko-san, and then you back again. But,
Tadaima.
How was lunch? All right. So, Sakura-san, what is today's grammar point?
Shika.
That's right. Today's grammar point is shika, a binding particle used to indicate the sole exception. Now, this binding particle can follow nouns, the plain form of verbs, and the participle form of adjectives. So, to better illustrate this, let's take a look at a few examples. Yoshi-san, first example, please.
あんなにあったのに、もうあと一つしかない。
Even though there were that many, there's just one left. So that shika is emphasizing the fact that it's just one left. And it's followed by the plain negative of this verb. Now, in this case, it could also be followed by the polite negative. Shika arimasen. That's fine. But here, it's following the one and emphasizing the fact that there's just one left. Yoshi-san, can we have another one?
この村には100人しか人がいない。
In this town, there are only 100 people. Now here, shika follows the 100 people, 100人, and it's emphasizing the fact that there are so few people in this town. So it's always paired with the negative, and it's used to emphasize the fact that there are so little, so few. Now, there'll be more about this inside the PDF, so stop by JapanesePod101.com, pick up the PDF, check out the Learning Center while you're there. Inside the Learning Center, so many things to bring your Japanese to the next level. We hope, again, that everyone did well on the JLPT 2 days ago. And if you have the chance, just stop by. Let us know if what you heard here helped your listening. All right, that's going to do it for today.
またね!
またね!
いらっしゃいませ!
来月私の結婚 50年記念日で妻と一緒に新婚旅行と同じところへもう一度行きたいんです。おめでとうございます。どちらの方へ出発日はいつでしょうか? グアムへ。出発日は来週の月曜日でお願いします。少々お待ちください。申し訳ございません。 その日は切符が1枚しかございません。火曜日は?申し訳ございません。その日は切符が1枚もございません。水曜日は?信じられません。また切符が1枚しかございません。行ける日はいつですか?少々お待ちください。再来週の月曜日は空いています。お願いします。